another Friday night. Cadillac Joe and the Baby Boy Show. The 16th of January. Give thanks to our sponsor, Clocks Off, Motor City Mafia, Mr. Gunner Picks, Detroit Hood TV, the rest of the guys, the rest of the clan. I'm waiting for my host to come on in and join us. We got a good topic tonight. We're going to talk about who is the racer actually racing? Is he racing the opponent? Is he racing the track? Or is he racing the actual car that his opponent has? So I think it's going to be a very good show, guys. The board here is lighting up. And like I say, we're going to have a good show tonight, I think. And we have a couple of new guys that I met over the internet. They're calling in. So the show should be real interesting tonight. So we're going to see how it goes. And the topic for tonight is who is the racer actually racing? And I think, you know, that's a very good question, because you got so many guys that's in the grunge world. They go on to talk about, you know, stipulations and stuff like that with tie sizes and how your car set up, just if it's a back half, the stock suspension, ladder box, four link, what have you. Like I say, who do the racer actually race? Who do he actually race? Do he race the track? Or, you know, he race the opponent? Or, you know, do he race the actual, you know, car he races? So, you guys can start pressing one button. And if not, I'll just keep talking by myself. And we'll get this thing popping. I'm looking for my host. Kind of like, Joe, you out there, press the one button, man. We got, okay, 224, area code 224-6386. Your mic is live.
What's up there, baby boy? I'm good.
What's
going
on? Who am I speaking
with? I'm a smooth criminal, man.
What's up, Smooth? How you feel, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Trying to get off this road, head back home, get in this garage, make it a little poofy, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I want to say that I believe, depending on what kind of race you racing, you will be driving that particular position. And you said, do the driver race the track? Well, he'd be racing the track if he was, you know, on his own, right? You know what I'm saying? I think he would be
right.
Doing that. He'd be trying to race the time against the track. So, you know, if he was bracket racing, you know, that's a different story. You know, then you have to add he'd be racing the other driver and all that other stuff too. So I guess,
I guess
it just depends on what you're doing at the track. You know, what you're doing at the track.
Right.
If I'm going to come race you, you know what I'm saying? I'm racing you. I'm not racing the car. Because the car is going to go whether your foot is on that gas pedal or not, right? And you don't have to put, you
right.
know, I mean, all you have to do is put the car in drive and it's going to go. You don't even have to be in there, do you? I don't know
right.
what car you put in drive and it's just going to stay still, you know? So
right.
You driving the racer then. You know, that's how I see it. You know, you driving the racer.
Okay. So. Okay. You say one, go, you racing the track. And then secondly, you're racing the actual car. And then thirdly, you're racing the actual driver.
Yeah, well, I think you're racing the driver. You're racing the driver. If you bracket racing, you also racing the driver, but you're racing the car, right? I mean, it's a catch-22.
Right.
How you going, you know, you got one has to drive, one has to go with the other. You know, and when you
right.
race the track, if there's a track time, and you racing the track, you're trying to beat that time, right? When you racing the track, you're trying to beat the time with the car. So, when you bracket racing, are you cross racing? To me, it's like you racing, you know what I'm saying, that driver and that car. But you know what? It's funny you say that, right? Because some people, when they cross race, right, they always talk about, I'll race you if you get in the car.
I
own the race car, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not the driver. You know what I'm saying? But no, I want to race you. Well, you can't race me. I don't trust no more. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that works out.
Well, I hear a lot of guys, you know, last night we was on Big Sham show, and one of the racers got on and say, well, you know, he do a lot of street racing, and he said that, you know, he raced the actual driver that he thinks he can beat on the street per se. You know what I'm saying? So he was basically saying, like, you know, from what I took from it, well, you know, your car can be faster than that, but I'm gonna outdrive you. You know, so you know, hold on one second, Smooth. 708-63-69, your mic is live. Go ahead, Smooth.
All right, so, in that case, what's up, baby? Hey, in that
this
case.
Ain't no baby. Let's
I
check
know
yourself.
That.
What's up?
I know
this
who
the lag,
that.
Baby. This the lag. What's
the
happening?
That.
What's happening, man? What's going on, Grudge World? The lag is in full effect, baby boy. What's up, man? What's the deal?
I was holding the show down real quick before you got on, and I had a topic going on, and Smooth was chiming in on the topic, so we're gonna let Smooth finish say what he had to say, and then you can go ahead, Smooth.
Well, so in that case, when you said the dude that was street racing said that he was actually racing the dude in the car, right?
Right.
Well, that's. I mean, okay, so that really ain't saying nothing because that's all you're doing is racing the dude in the car. You know what I'm saying? So if I owned the car and you wanted to race me, it's like, look, I'm not racing. You racing the driver. I don't want to race that driver. I want to race you in your car. Well, that car has a special driver, so that can only run with that driver. You know, so that dude
right.
that he raced, that just happened to be the dude that raced the car. That was, you know, he was the driver.
Right.
That make any sense.
Okay,
Lack,
taking over, baby.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, what's up, Smooth? What's happening?
What's to you, baby? That's what I was saying. I was saying, baby. I know you're not baby now.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't hear you. You was going in and out, so I couldn't hear exactly what you were saying.
Man, you know I'm in
good,
this truck
baby.
On Friday. That's good, man. Good to hear your voice, man. The midgets okay?
Oh man, the midgets, they doing just fine. I got to go check on one. I got a little disturbing news. I got to go take care of this here. It's just a whole lot to like. Got in the Brome, man. I got everybody in the Brome. We rolling down the highway right now. So,
that's
you
what
know,
I'm talking
you know,
about.
Like doing what he do. But, hey, man, I appreciate you tuning in, Smooth. You definitely a good guy, loyal listener. I appreciate all the listeners out there in the world and the land. But I just want to say one thing. It's freaking Friday. Get down. Where all the bands at? You know, when it get cold, you got everybody wants to be a radio bath. Where y'all at tonight? We're going to have a free fall. Get down. Put some peanut butter in your mouth and get you some nuts. If you think you can stand it, get you some cookies and milk.
Well, we got another caller, 708-64-47. Your mic is live. Who we speaking?
I'm just listening.
Okay,
I appreciate you just listening, brother. Appreciate you. Next
this
call.
Cal
City Cal, what's up, baby? Happy New Year to you, brother.
Same to you.
Appreciate
what's
that,
going
man.
On?
Hey, man, you going on, man. You, what's going on, Cal? See, I'm looking for big things out of you for 15 because I know you got it going down. Hey, I'm going to put you on that hitter list. See, I'm putting my list together right now.
I'm working on it right now for you, Cadillac.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. We're going to unite, baby. That's how we do. Everything the family good?
Everything good. Yep. Everything all good. Right, what man. About yourself?
Oh, man, everything is everything, man. Just trying to take care of the business, man. That's all.
That's
so, you know, man's job ain't never done, man. Got to keep working. Got to keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have that groove, man. You got to have that groove.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So, hey, we're going to go to the next caller, man. Appreciate you tuning in, brother.
Okay, I'm going on mute.
All right, man.
Hey, Cal, can I ask Cal a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Cal City.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Cal, now, we was talking about who, when you go to the track, or if you grudge race somebody, who are you actually racing? Are you actually racing the actual driver? Are you actually racing the racetrack? Or are you actually racing the actual car that your opponent is you racing against? Who are you racing? Who actually, when you get in that cockpit or that car or your car, who are you actually racing to win that race?
Man, that's a difficult question. I'm gonna say if you got a good working car and track conditions are good, and you up against a guy that know how to drive, I'm gonna say you're racing the driver. Because it depends on your reaction time, whether you bracket racing or whether you grudge racing. It depends on your reaction time, how well your car works. I mean, it's a lot of factors that's involved, but I'm going to just say in a perfect world, his car running good, your car running good, track conditions are good, weather good, I'm going to say you racing the drive.
We got Smooth Criminal online, and he, you know, he said that, you know, he put the track, if you got it, like you said, you got it, if you got a good track, one, if you got a good car, two, and the last thing he said was the driver. So that's a good response to it. So that's a good, very good response.
But you know, again, a lot of factors come into play, but you know, that's just my opinion. But I ain't nobody.
Man, you always bag that up, brother. You are somebody, man. You're a man. Don't never forget that you're a man, bro. You the head. You the head of your house, right? You pay your bills, right? You do your thing. Nobody tell you what to do, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, put some force behind it. Hey, I got this new juice I'm coming out with called King Nut Juice. hey, baby. King Friday, baby. Get down. When you talk like it, talk, walk that walk. He walk out doing it with authority, baby. Let him know you rock and roll. Don't let him assume nothing. Let him know. Make him know. When you hitting that girl, when you putting that thing down, how you put it, you say, you better call my name. You ain't got to say nothing. She calling your daddy. Big daddy, big daddy. Hey, big daddy.
Hey, that's what the nut tooth do for you.
That's what the nut tooth do for you, baby. That's it, baby.
Hey, boy, that's a long lot of my money being thrown at that shit.
I'm trying to tell you, because a lot of them done lost all of them. They got female tendencies now. You heard what I'm saying?
I know. Hey, like Puppy used to say, they got some bitchiness in them. They got some bitchiness in them.
They got that girl in you, boy. Get it out.
Yeah.
Come on, get you some nuts, boy. hey, if you can't swing, you got to get out the park, boy.
Get out the park.
Get out the pot, baby. You can't stir if you ain't got no nuts, boy. That's what I'm trying to let them know, baby. The thing is, for the 15, the king is coming through. See, I'm the head of my castle, baby. I'm letting them know I'm coming hard and heavy, baby. Hey, I'm gonna come on you so hard, you gonna need a straw. You heard what I said to you. I ain't gonna play with these cats. I ain't gonna play with them, baby. I'm gonna let them know how this how I feel. Feel in some kind of way. Hello.
Hold on one second. Smooth, let me open this other mic. 773-2699. Your mic is live. Go on here, Smooth. Who we speaking with?
Just showing support to the show. That's all. Just showing support.
I appreciate that. Who's showing their support? Who is this?
This is Michi.
Michi, all right, brother. We appreciate you tuning in, brother.
Hey, my question is any brothers from the Shy going up to out there in Mississippi that they have in February? Well, what is that?
Well, Fat Tuesday.
Yes, sir. My brain don't work right now. Yeah, Fat Tuesday. That's it. That's it.
Hey, right now I don't know anybody that's going, but I'm quite sure it's going to be a lot of us go down there, man.
Okay.
Those who can, they're going to make the trip, man. We're going to show up and show out, man. We're going to show them how it's done. We're going to come down there and take over their house. That's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing for 15, baby. We rocking and rolling. Take notes. Get your sheets, write down. Get the memo, check it out. Get your text it in, and let the brand be known. The North is coming, baby. The North is coming. We ain't playing. We own this thing. We true to this. This is what we do.
773-2199. Your mic is live. And 228. I think this 773-2199. Your mic is live.
Man, you know who the fuck this is, motherfucker.
Who we speaking with, man?
Who is this coming on like they're a buster? Who is this? What's going on, boy? What's happening?
What's up, y'all? What's going on, man?
Hey, Hootie, you got them tooties on, baby.
What's going on with y'all, man? I ain't heard from y'all in a long time.
Man, good to hear your voice, boy.
That's what's up, man. I was just calling in, man.
Everybody
call in. Talk some shit. Tell baby boy I'm fucking you up, baby boy.
Hey, Hootie, I'll be waiting too, bro. Hootie, I'm gonna open this other mic, and I'm gonna ask you the question of the night. 228-11-32, your mic is live.
Hey, Cadillac, you know Goodwood, he ain't coming out here and bust a rock grave and a fruit fight down in the South.
You said what, baby?
You ain't finna bust a rock grave and a fruit fight with a two-minute boots on in the South.
Hey, Crooked Letter, hold up. You know what I'm saying, baby? We coming down there to make a statement, baby. If we get knocked on our back,
bro.
We still coming back, but we ain't going to get knocked on our back.
One thing about it, we have been known to put tail between legs, you know what I'm saying?
I understand all that.
But now, you know I love y'all, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no discontent or nothing like that. Nothing meant by that. Just competition, baby. Just competition, you know what I'm saying?
That's it, baby. That's how it is.
That's the whole rule of the fact, baby.
Yeah, all good in the neighborhood.
Call was straight, I would be straight by that time because I would have to try you, Cadillac.
You know what? That's what I. The only thing I want to do, man, is make you come out the bushes, man, get down. If I knock you out, you get knocked out or you do the thing to me. But see, a great champion is like this. He can take it on the chin and come back and give it to you in your mouth. Brother.
I'm gonna say it like this right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying like a boy. You know the boy you saying that song? But well, I've been down one time.
That's it,
and
baby.
I've been down two times. But I'm gonna get back up and I'm gonna kick off in your ass.
Hey, but like Joe Simon said, hey, it come around, and that's in the sea, baby.
Right.
Wubble, wubble, what a wave, baby. Let me see if you can ride.
Brown said this, too. You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
To be the boss. There you go, baby. Talk to Dad. Talk to the lag, man. talk to the lack, because that's what the lack talking about, man.
Let's go for
it. Let's get it in.
Hey, you remember what boy said on the five heartbeats? I got nothing but love for you, baby.
But you
man,
know, he's cool. Crooked letter, you coming in tonight, but
this is not
man,
a man idol. Crooked letter.
Huh?
This is not a man idol. This is the Cadillac John Baby Boy show.
hey, baby boy.
Don't
hey,
hey crooked letter. I want to ask you guys.
You and who? I saw you on a video. Let me tell you here, folks. Let me tell you, I saw you on a video, man. I think it was at Ray Lowe's party or something. You were standing in front of a deal there. You were talking. You and seeing a couple other people. I saw you. I finally got there to see you, man. And me and my son was sitting there watching you on YouTube. And you know what my son said about you? He said, "Man, look at that dude. That dude you be talking to on the radio." He said, "Man, that dude look like a fat Wesley Snipes."
Nice.
Yeah, he's like a fat wizard, nice. But look at y'all, look at all bull aside, look at me. I need y'all to do something for me, man. You probably heard it on a couple of shows, different stuff. But as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm sitting up here in the hospital, man. Been here for a week with. Been sitting here with a week with pneumonia, bro. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for the brother, you know. You heard?
That's what's up, Crooked Ladder.
Just look out for the brother, you know what I'm saying? Put me in a little prayer. You know, cat, like, you know how that goes.
Yeah, that's
so,
what's
you
up.
You know y'all my brother.
That's what's
y'all
up.
Y'all my brother from another. I'm doing pretty good right now, man. I don't know when I'm going to get up out of here, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to get out of here, and then I'm going to try to race everybody I can race.
I heard that.
Cool. We're
gonna pray for you,
man.
Bro.
Don't put no down spirit on nothing,
cause
you know what I'm saying? I'm here. That's what counts.
That's the main thing, Chris.
Say again?
That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted y'all to know that.
What up,
hey. Bob? I ain't got much brothers and, I mean, no much family. I'm short of brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the child. I got two brothers and two uncles. I got two brothers named Cadillac and Baby Boy, and I got two uncles named Larry and D.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about my big brother. I forgot about my big brother, old Mr. Henry up there in Chicago.
Yeah.
The big bag. That's my big brother there.
You sure it ain't nothing you want to look at?
But look here, man, I don't put no damp on nothing. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Get that nut
yeah,
into your mouth. Let's drink some that nut.
Okay, Crooked Ladder, we're going to have you in our prayers, bro. All
right, I'm going to be on here. I'm going to hold back. I'll talk back in a minute, but yeah, let's get some nut juice in your mouth.
Hey, Crooked Ladder. Hey, Crooked Ladder.
Yes, sir. 3-1-2.
Hey, man. Hey, you remember what Joe said? It's the sea away, baby. Sooner or later, that boat gonna float down there. I'm gonna give you your chance, boy. I'm gonna let you.
I don't care about the big tide. You can have some 1633s up on it.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to get these youngsters to see, man. Back in the day, we didn't care what size tie you had on. Didn't care what size motor. If you think you can get down, get up there. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Boy, little old lightweight Chevy 2s with. 13-inch slicks on them, and we ride right on street tires and try them. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
A 13-second car on 1432 is still a 13-second car.
That's all I'm trying to tell you, boy. Ain't no shaking, no roll, baby. It's time to get pimping and get down.
Hey,
Crooked.
When I come south, I want
you to get it together now. I want you to be scared when you come up in the town, Crooked Ladder.
How you feel scared?
She said she wants everybody to meet at home, run in.
How you feel scared?
She got a night, huh?
She's
right there right now.
She's
on the phone with her.
First King of the Black is Live.
Which one?
The All Orlando 31st.
Hey, whoever that is in the background, could you mute your mic, man? Because your conversation all in this show, appreciate it, brother. Mute your mic, appreciate it.
03-13, your mic is live.
What's up, baby boy? What's up, Cadillac?
Put you out.
Hey, what's going on, baby? What's happening?
Who you speaking with? Lock in and you'll find out.
Rob, stop, man. Stop, dude. Wow, stop, man. I'm locked in. We're locked in already, Rob.
hey, Cadillac, man. I need to talk to you, Cadillac.
What up, Rob? Talk to you.
You had a pigeon yesterday, man. You need to go on here and put him in that cage.
Man, hey. I'm going to let him, when he get on here, we can see what he can do. That's all, Rob.
And
Rob.
I'm betting with you. I've been letting you know.
I already know, man. It's going down, man. The light going to bring him out, baby. I'm going to bring him out.
We need to close
turn it up,
mouth.
Turn it out. That's it.
Yeah,
tell
that one button. That's that pigeon right there. Tell him push
that
one
pigeon,
button.
That pigeon don't want no trouble, man. Boy, that pigeon don't want no trouble. That pigeon don't want no trouble.
I thought you was going to lock his big mouth tail in, because he's going to be surprised when he don't do what he think he's going to do.
hey, look at here. Wait a minute. Look at here. He want me to take my stuff off my car. I know how my car runs with this stuff. But if you want me to take it off, you got to at least accommodate me. I can't run your head up the way you want to without my attitude. I'm an attitude. I'm a crackhead. I am a crackhead, man. I'm a dope fiend. Put it like that. That's all I got to say.
I think you can get him.
You know what, Rob? You know what? I believe I might get him, but he got to make it right for me. I ain't got no attitude.
I tell you what,
what's fair? He take one of his spark club wires, I run him head up. Nah, I like that. I like that. Now we can run head up. Now he that nigga in the alley. You down. I told him I'm a pimp this boy.
Huh?
You say what? Hey, that's all I'm saying to the flame, baby. Beat it up. That's how I'm talking about doing it.
Is Hoop still on the line?
You know, she told me that. I got up out of that motherfucking driveway.
Yeah, what up, G?
Yes, okay. Tell him.
Hey, listen, Hootie. Now, when you racing somebody, who are you actually racing? Are you racing the driver of the car, the car itself, or the track? Who are you racing when you get in your cockpit? When you race, if you racing somebody on the grill side? Who you actually racing? And
what about
coming to you and ask you the same question?
I ain't racing no.
Okay, well, listen. It depends on the magnitude of the situation. You know, basically, you really racing the track. You know what I'm saying? Because the option is get your car down the track. Now, it depends on how much beef you and the other person get. Then, of course, naturally, you're trying to race the driver because you want to whoop his ass and shut him the fuck up. But really, man, you racing the car, the driver, and the track. So I say all three.
Right. Now, Rob, now I know you're a class racer. Now, the same question applies to you, too.
You can't categorize me as a class racer or a garage racer. I like to race.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. I'm just, well.
Damn,
yo,
Rob,
yo,
he called
yo,
you.
Yo. Well, he goes to the track and he's more profound at the track as far as, you know, actually racing his car at the track. He do more track racing than anything. More so than, you know, street racing. So, Rob, it applies to you. The question applies to you also.
Hey, baby boy, check this out, man. If you go to the track and you bracket racing, you on a tag, you are actually racing a track to try to beat a tag. If you go to the track and you are not racing on a tag, you're actually racing that other person and their vehicle. It depends on which car hooks, which car goes. but only if you're racing the time, then you are racing the track because you're trying to beat that time on the track. That's the difference. You understand that?
Well, I understand a whole lot of variables in it. You know, that's the reason I asked the question. The question was, you know, pertaining to everybody's different outlook of, you know,
actually race. See, when you race against someone, just like say for instance, down the street you race, you are actually racing that person in their car. You know what I'm saying? The street is involved, true enough, but it's who can get down the street first. It's going to be two variables in that perspective. It's going to be who can manipulate the best race, who can negotiate the street and get down the street, and who can actually drive their cars. Because if you got a guy that's not really driving, then, you know what I'm saying, he's just out there trying something. You know, so you have to be a driver, you know what I'm saying, old school. You know what I'm saying? You got to be old school, bro. That's it. And it's hard to do that with some of these youngsters because they don't know. Yeah, so
right.
You know what I'm saying? You just have to, but when you're at the track racing, you're bracket racing or you are in a showdown or what do you call it? You know what I'm talking about. The race is where you have to fill in. You know what I'm saying?
A shootout.
See, when you go into those shootouts, most of those cars are equal anyway. So, therefore, you are basically racing the track again because the car